A very good friend of mine has a young daughter that she's raising on her own. They live about a mile from me, so I see them, I guess, a fair amount. I'm not really fond of kids, which I think I've mentioned before, but this one is pretty all right. See, she's about 5. She's really taken a shine to me for some reason, so she stays over at my place sometime. Gives her mom a bit of a break. Be able to go do things. A few months ago, she came over. She spent a few days with me. Mom was going out of town for a little mini vacation, and I offered to take Ash. She showed up with a big backpack and a sleeping bag and a little indoor tent. She said she wanted to camp in the living room. Her mom is also a ranger, so Ash knows a lot about the outdoors. She was going through a camping obsession and knew that I would indulge her, so we spent most of the afternoon out on the trails behind the house. Her pointing at everything and talking at me nonstop. Me holding the field guide she'd brought just in case. We had dinner, watched a documentary, and I set up the tent for her in the middle of the room. She conked out relatively early, so I went to the bedroom to work for a while. Around 2, I heard the tent zipper, and I figured that she was going to the bathroom, but she took a left and stood in the doorway. I asked her what was up. She shuffled over to climb on my lap, which kind of startled me. Ash isn't an overly physical kid, doesn't like hugs or kisses, and she's never gotten on my lap before. I waited for her to tell me what was going on. Her face was puffy. There was a feather stuck in her hair. "Can't sleep," she mumbled. "And why?" I said. She looked over the door and sighed and leaned her head against me. "That shiny man." "Shiny man?" I repeated. "He's noisy. And he's bright. The light's in my eyes. He's too noisy." I thought about that while she fell asleep. I brought her back to the living room and maneuvered her back into the tent without waking her up. I didn't see anything strange, so I went to bed. I figured that she must have just had a weird dream. About a month later, she came to spend the night again, but she didn't bring her tent. So I put her in the bedroom like usual. We'd had a long day, and as soon as she was asleep, I got set up on the couch and I passed out. At some point, she shook me awake. I woke up, I turned over. "Need a blanket, please." "You cold?" I sat up. "He wants one." I stood up and turned on the light. "Who does?" "Shiny man. He's cold." I took her hand. We went back to the bedroom. I didn't see anything, but she kept talking about a blanket, so I got one from the closet. I wasn't really listening until she grabbed the blanket and went to the window. She held it up and put her nose right on the glass. "Here," she said. "Now stop crying." I could feel this strange kind of unease building. Something wasn't right. I went to the window and I nudged her aside so I could look out. "Where is he?" I said. I didn't see anything.
"Oh, he went back, but he'll come down again," Ash said.
I only half heard her. "Your friend?" She shook her head hard enough to make her hair fly.
"No."
"Is he mom's?" Ash's father had been stalking her mother for years. And he's tried to manipulate Ash before, promising her toys if she says bad things about her mom, that sort of thing. I was starting to wonder if he was the man, trying to get her to open the window so that he could snatch her. I pulled the blinds shut and got down so I could talk to her seriously, eye to eye.
"Is he her friend?" I asked again, but she shook her head. "No."
"Does he want you to go outside?" I was listening for any kind of noise, watching for the motion-activated lights to go off.
"He's cold," she said.
"Is he old? Or is he like me?" I tried. She shook her head.
"I don't know. His face is all melty."
"Melty?"
"It got melted one side, and now it's melty and shiny. He's cold. He won't let me sleep. You have to get him a blanket, okay?"
"I don't understand. What's shiny?" I said. She took off towards the kitchen, and I followed. She was going through one of the drawers and talked about how he was a sad man, and she felt bad that he was cold. I heard a metallic wobbling sound, and she stood up with a piece of tinfoil. She pulled one side of her face down with her hand, turned her lower eyelid out, and yanked her mouth into an unsettling grimace. Then she pressed the tinfoil against her skin.
"Like that. But it's watery, and sometimes he spits it out.
She stood there, half her face pressed into the tinfoil. And I have no idea what to say except to ask the obvious. Where does he come from?
She dropped the foil and went to the bedroom. She pressed her nose against the window again.
He comes down. Down from there.
She pointed to the tree line.
And he was window. And he was... I'm cold. But he's all steaming and shiny.
We both looked out the window, but the yard was empty. She yawned hugely and got back into bed and closed her eyes.
The blanket's gonna get all shiny too.
Within seconds, she was asleep. I watched and I listened for a while, but I got nothing that came to the window. She went home the next morning and I didn't tell her mom about anything. I needed time to piece things together. Unfortunately, once they were connected, I couldn't take them apart. The man who came to her window was covered in molten metal. He came from the trees and walked to the window, where he stood and told her that he was cold, so cold. Molten metal, I later learned, destroys the nerves, incinerates them on contact. What's left is shock, the sensation of intense, unbearable cold, and a small eternity before the water in the body explodes outward and the flesh evaporates in a cloud of vapor. Ashy still comes over, and the shiny man still visits. I'm a heavy sleeper, but lately, I've taken to wearing earplugs at night when I'm alone.